So go to 1 Samuel.
اول ساموئیل.
There is actually the next mention of this term. Sons of Belial.
دوباره از این اسم.
If you know the story, this is about Hannah.
در مورد حناس اگه داستان رو بدونید.
Who could not have children.
که بچه‌دار نمیتونسته بشه.
And she's pleading with God for her to have children.
و از خداوند التماس میکنه که خداوند بهش بچه‌ای بده.
In the end we know that God honors her request and that her first son is actually Samuel.
و می‌دونیم که اولین بچه‌ای که خداوند بهش میده ساموئیل هست، پسر قوم خداوند.
And later on she gets five more children.
و بعد 5 تا بچه دیگه خداوند بهش میده.
So she comes to the temple.
میره به معبد خداوند.
Pleading with God.
از خدا التماس میکنه.
To give her children.
که بهش بچه‌ای بده.
And at that time there was a priest named Eli.
و در اون زمان یک کاهنی بوده به نام ایلا.
Read verses 13 until 17.
آیه 13 و 17.
Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, How long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, No, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked him.
Hannah در دل خود سخن می گفت و لبانش فقط می جنبید بی آنکه صدایش شنیده شود. از این رو ایلی گمان برد که مست است. بدو گفت می گساری تا به کی؟ شرابت از خود دور کن.
Yeah, so until 17.
اما حنا پاسخ داد نه آقایم بلکه زنی شکسته دل هستم شراب و مسکرات ننوشیدم بلکه جان خود را به حضور خداوند می ریختم کنیزت را زنی فرومایه مپندار زیرا تمام مدت از دغدغه و آزردگی بسیارم می گفتم آنگاه ایلی پاسخ داد به سلامت برو و به خدای اسرائیل تمنایی را که از او داشتی اجابت فرماید.
So Eli looks at her and sees her moving her mouth. But there's no noise. So he thinks that she's drunk. But Hannah says, No, I've not come drunk to the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
Don't look at me as a daughter of Belial. And I just wanted to go shortly to do with this because there's also daughters of Belial. So regardless if you're a man or a woman, you can get to this point.
چه زن باشی چه مرد باشی
where you cross
اگر
the line
به این
with
نتان برسی که از اون خط خداوند بگذری و بشی پسر شیطان یا دختر شیطان
Now, the story with Eli continues.
داستان ایلا ادامه پیدا
yeah, because he has two sons.
دو تا پسر داره
yeah, but they're not good people.
خوبی
go to the next chapter
فصل بعدی.
First Samuel of course they will be replaced with Samuel eventually 1 Samuel 2
اول ساموئیل 2
verse 12 now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial they knew not the Lord
It doesn't say Belial here as well.
Sorry?
None of it says Belial.
پسران فرومایه ایلی پسران ایلی مردانی فرومایه بودن و خداوند را نمی شناختن. کاهنان و مردم
They didn't know God.
Okay, yeah. We're waiting for the Old Testament to be translated.
کلمه‌ای که در عهد عتیق به زبان یونانی استفاده می‌کنه کلمه بعیل هست و تو فارسیش اصلا استفاده نشده. آیه‌ای که می‌خونی نه خداوند رو نمی‌شناسه از خداوند دوره اینجوری ترجمه‌اش کرده در صورتی که کلمه‌ای که استفاده می‌کنه پسر شیطانه.
So the sons of Eli are qualified as sons of Belial.
در حقیقت تو ترجمه ایراد داره.
Yeah, and it says they knew not the Lord.
و خدا رو نمی‌شناختن.
Again confirming that they're on the opposite side of the spectrum.
نشون می‌ده که ضد خداوند
در حقیقت. Now look at a moment for what kind of people they are. Read verses 13 until 17. And the priest's custom with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest servant came, while the flesh was in seething with a flesh hook of three teeth in his hand, and he struck it into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot. All that the flesh hook brought up to the priest took for himself. So they did in Shiloh, and unto all the Israelites that came thither. Also before they burned the fat, the priest's servants came and said to the man that sacrificed, Give flesh to the roast for the priest, for he will not have sodden flesh of thee, but raw. And if any man said unto him, Let them not fail to burn the fat presently, and then take as much as thou soul desired, then he would answer him, Nay, but thou shalt give it me now, and if not, I will take it by force. Whether the sin of the young Wherefore the sin of the young man was very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord.
کاهنان با مردم بدین روال رفتار میکردن و هرگاه کسی قربانی تقدیم میکرد و در حین پخته شدن گوشت قربانی خدمتکار کاهن با چنگالی سدندانه در دست خیش میامد و آن را در تابه یا دیگچه یا دیگ یا پاتیل فرو میبرد و هرچرا که به چنگال برمیامد کاهن برای خود میگرفت. آنگاه در شیلوه با تمام اسرائیلیانی که با آنجا میامدن چنین رفتار میکردن. علاوه بر این پیش از سوزاندن چربی خدمتکار کاهن می آمد و به آن قربانی که تقدیم می کرد می گفت گوشت برای کاهن بده تا کباب کند، زیرا گوشت پخته از تو نمی پذیرد بلکه فقط گوشت خام. و اگر آن شخص در پاسخ می گفت بگذار نخست چربی سوزانده شود و بعد هرچه دلت می خواهد برگیر، خدمتکار پاسخ می داد نه، بلکه همین الان بده وگرنه به زور خواهم ستاند. بدینسان گناه آن مردان جوان در نظر خداوند بس عظیم بود، زیرا هدایای تقدیمی به خداوند را خار می‌شمردند.
Yeah, so God had prescribed certain offers to be done in a certain way. And they just ignored instructions. And when people didn't agree with what they were doing, they would bully them into compliance. I'll take it by force. And as a result, people started to hate the offering of the Lord. Yeah, because of these two men. Yeah, so their sin is very great before the Lord. Now read on in verse 22 and 22 to 25. Now Eli was very old and heard all that his son did unto all Israel, and how they lay with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he said unto them, why do ye such things? For I hear of your evil dealings by all this people. Nay, my sons, for it is not good report that I hear. Ye make the Lord's people to transgress. If one man sin against another, the judge shall judge him. But if a man sin against the Lord, who shall entreat for him? Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto the voice of their father, because the Lord would slay them.
و اما ایلی بسیار پیر شده بود و خبر هر آنچه پسرانش با تمام اسرائیل میکردند به گوشش میرسید و اینکه چگونه با زنانی که نزد در خیمه ملاقات خدمت میکردند هم بستر میشدند. پس با آنها گفت چرا مرتکب چنین کارهایی میشوید؟ زیرا از همه این مردم درباره اعمال بد شما میشنوم. نه پسرانم، خبرهایی که میشنوم در میان قوم خداوند پخش شده است، خوب نیست. اگر شخصی بر شخص دیگر گناه ورزد، خدا برایش میانجگری خواهد کرد. اما اگر شخصی بر خداوند گناه ورزد، کیست که برایش شفاعت کند؟ با این حال پسران ایلی به سخنان پدرشان گوش فرا ندادند، زیرا خواست خداوند این بود که آنان را هلاک سازد.
Yeah, so we also see that they're using their position as being the sons of the priest, yeah, to commit fornication, adultery. Yeah, these are wicked people.
Yeah,
it says they're causing people to sin against God.
Now,
do not miss what it says at the end of verse 25. Yeah, they listen not to the voice of the Father, because the Lord would slay them.
اگر شخصی بر شخص دیگر گناه ورزد، خدا برایش میانجگری خواهد کرد.
با این حال پسران ایلی به سخن پدرانشان گوش فرا ندادند، زیرا خواست خداوند این بود که آنان هلاک سازند.
God hardened their hearts.
خداوند خواست هلاکشون کنه. خداوند قلبشون رو سنگ کرد که
گوش ندادند. Because God wanted to kill them.
چون میخواسته نابودشون کنه.
Now,
بعد بودن که به جای رسیدن به خداوند خواست.
God loves everybody.
خداوند عاشق همه است. کی میخواد خداوند هلاک کنه؟
That's actually not the case.
نه، اینجوری.
Yeah, there are certain people that have crossed the line with God.
که از اون خط خداوند میذارن.
Haters of God.
که انقدر از خدا متنفر میشن.
And God hates them.
که در نتیجه خداوند.
And God wants them to be destroyed.
و خداوند به جایی میرسه که میخواد که اونا هلاک شن که به بقیه آسیب نرسن.
Here's another example of that.
یه نمونه دیگه.
What about the Pharaoh in Egypt?
فرعون تو مصر چی؟
Yeah, the Bible talks about that he hardened his heart.
قد قلبش سنگ بود که دیگه خداوند برای
اون چیزی نداشت. That God hardens his heart. So he wouldn't listen.
خداوند قلب فرعون رو سنگ میکنه که دیگه صدای خداوند نشنوه.
Now what God was doing, he's using the Pharaoh.
از فرعون استفاده کرد.
To show his power.
که قدرتش رو نشون بده.
By destroying him.
و نابود کردن فرعون.
By killing him.
و کشتن فرعون.
Yeah. Now, did the Pharaoh ever had a chance to be saved?
آیا فرعون شانس نجات داشت؟
Yeah.
داشت.
But at a certain point,
اما اینقدر شانسش از دست داد تا از
God
اون خط
گذشت
که دیگه خداوند قلبش رو سنگ کرد. گفت دیگه شانس تموم.
Did Eli's sons have ever a chance to be saved?
آیا پسران الی شانس داشتن؟ بله داشتن.
Yeah. Jesus died for the sins of the whole world.
عیسی مسیح برای گناهان همه دنیا مرد.
Yeah, they were looking forward to that offer.
دنبال اون موقعیت بودن.
But Eli's sons crossed a line with God.
Being killed.
God wanted them deaf.
خداوند خواست که اونها نابود شن.
Oh, but God loves everybody.
خداوند عاشق همه است.
That's not what the Bible teaches. Yeah, God did not love these sons of Eli anymore.
خداوند از پسران ایلا دیگه خوشش نمیومد. دیگه دوست نداشت.
نمیخواست
نابودشون کنه. از پسران شیطان متنفره.
And once a person has become a son of the devil.
شد پسر شیطان.
به اون حد رسید.
که کاملا خداوند رو رد کرد.
خداوند رو رد
کرد. دیگه راه برگشتی وجود نداره.
There is no way of fixing them anymore.
دیگه راه مدرست کردنش وجود نداره. اون فرد از اون مسیر.
Their destiny is hell.
مقصد یه نفر که اینقدر قلبش سنگ شد جهنم.
Yeah. Even if good advice comes, God hardens their heart.
وقتی حتی موقعیت خوبم بیاد صدایشو دیگه خداوند نمیشنه. صدای خداوند نمیشنه و خداوند
yeah.
قلبشون رو سنگ میکنه.
God blinds the eyes so people
خداوند
cannot see.
چشمان یه نفر رو کور
people
میکنه که نشنوه. خداوند مردم رد میکنه خداوند.
Now go to 1 Samuel chapter 10.
اول ساموئیل فصل 10.
Where we have Saul being chosen to be the first king.
که شاول اولین پادشاه خداوند انتخاب پادشاه قوم اسرائیل انتخاب میشه.
First Samuel chapter 10 and read verses 25 and 27. Then Samuel told the people the manner of the kingdom and wrote it in a book and laid it up before the Lord. And Samuel sent all the people away, every man to his house, and Saul also went home to Gibeah. And there went with him a band of men whose hearts God had touched. But the children of Belial said, "How shall this man save us?" And they despised him and brought him no presents. That he held his peace.
آنگاه سموئل قواعد پادشاهی را برای قوم شرح داد و آنها را در کتابی نوشته در حضور خداوند نهاد. سپس تمامی قوم را مرخص کرد تا هر کس به خانه خود رود. شاول نیز به خانهش در جبعه بازگشت و به همراه او مردان دلاوری که خداوند دلشان را برانگیخته بود نیز رفتند. ولی برخی از افراد فرومایه گفتند چگونه این مرد میتواند ما را نجات دهد؟ پس او را خار شمردند و هدیه‌ای برایش نیاوردند اما شاول هیچ نبود.
Yeah, so Saul is being chosen here. That's the first king.
به عنوان پادشاه اول انتخاب میشه.
Yeah, the prophet of God, Samuel.
Samuel.
Yeah, has been in the midst of that.
درست وسط اینها بوده.
Yeah, but there are these children of Belial. We'll go against what God has chosen.
شیطان فرزندان بعیل میاد بر ضد اون چیزی که خداوند گفته انجام میشن.
Yeah, and say things and mocking like, oh, how shall this man save us?
و میگن این چجوری میخواد ما نجات بده؟
Yeah, trying to create division.
و میخوان جدایی رو ایجاد کنن.
Trying to create strife.
سعی میکنن دوری رو جدا کنن.
Yeah, again, the sons of Belial are involved in these things.
پسران بعیل تو این.
Go to the next one. We're
going
to go a little bit quicker, otherwise we'll never finish.
یه مقدار سریع پیش میرم چون برگردم.
1 Samuel 25. And we find the story of Nabal.
Where?
1 Samuel 25. And read verse 17. And stay there. Now, therefore, know and consider what. Let me give you the first context. Yeah, David is fleeing from Saul.
David at Shaul داره فرار میکنه.
Yeah, so he has his own group of people going around.
دو طرفای قومش دارن.
And they've been close to the servants of Nabal. And his flocks. Yeah, and he's been protecting them. Yeah, so now David needs something and he sends messengers to Nabal. And he doesn't listen. Now, read verse 17. Read the whole story at home because we don't have time to do the whole story.
Yeah.
Now, therefore know and consider what thou wilt do. For evil is determined against our master and against all his household. For he is such a son of Belial that a man cannot speak to him.
پس حال تدبیر کرده ببین چه میتوانی کرد. زیرا مصیبت بر سرور ما و بر همه خاندانش مقدر است.
25-25 اول سموئیل
25-17
مقدر است و خود او چنان فرومایه است که نمیتوان با او سخن گفت.
17, there's much more than that.
فرومایه یعنی پسر شیطان در حقیقت اینجا نام برده شده.
Yeah, so here we have a servant of Nabal describing him after he has rejected the messengers of David. And he's calling him a son of Belial. And he says, a man cannot speak to him. Yeah, they're not reasonable. Yeah, you cannot go and work something out with them. Yeah, they are implacable. Yeah, that's what we saw in Romans 1. Yeah, they have no mercy towards other people.
Yeah,
I've known people like that. I know people like that.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter what you do. They won't listen.
They
just want to take from you what they can take or hurt you from what they can hurt. A man cannot speak to him. That's the kind of people that they are.
that's
a marker. That's an indicator. Now see how his wife describes him in
25.
Let not my lord, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial, even Nabal, for as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. But I, then handmaid, saw not the young man of my lord, whom thou didst send.
سرورم به این نابال فرومایه اعتنا مکن، زیرا او چنان که از اسمش پیداست ابله است، نام او نابال است و حماقت با اوست. اما من کنیزت مردان جوانی را که سرورم فرستاده بود ندیدم.
Yeah, so his wife calls him in son of Belial, the son of the devil. And he says he is an evil, he's a wicked guy.
فرومایه است، پسر شیطانیه، آدم بدیه، آدم خوبی نیست. حتی خانومش میگه.
Yeah, this is not a pretty picture of the sons of Belial we were getting.
اگه به تصویری که در مورد پسرای شیطان آدمای بد
میگه. I'm going to give you some references that we're not going to talk about because
بس نداریم آیه رو بخونیم، ولی آیه هاشو بهتون میگم بنویسین تو خونه بخونید.
1 Samuel 30, 22.
اول سموئیل 13:23.
Yeah, where we have some
اول سموئیل 13:23.
Yeah, some of David's men that are called men of Belial.
پسرای داوود که اونها هم پسرای شیطان خونده شدن.
Covetous and greedy. 2 Samuel 16:7. You can also kind of skip that one. Now somebody is just falsely cursing David and calling David the son of Belial. Which of course he is not. Then let's skip also 2 Samuel 21. Yeah, here's again a divisive person, a person who divides.
Yeah,
against David being chosen as king.
Let's
pick it up from 2 Samuel
23.
Yeah, 2 Samuel 23:6. But the sons of Belial shall be all 6 and 7. But the sons of Belial shall be all of them as thorns thrust away, because they cannot be taken with hands. But the man that shall touch them must be fenced with iron and the staff of a spear, and they shall be utterly burned with fire in the same place.
اما مردان فرومایه جملگی مانند خارن که به دور افکنده می شوند، چرا که آنها را به دست ناتوان گرفت و آن را که بخواهد به ایشان دست زند می باید به آهن و چوب نیزه مسلح گردد و آنان را در مکان خیش به آتش سوخته خواهند شد.
Now listen how these people are described, what needs to be done with them.
ببینیم با این مردم.
Yeah, they're described as trash to be thrown away. For somebody who is useless.
کسی که بیفایده است، فقط قابل سوختنه.
There's no hope for them. They're depraved.
امیدی برایشون وجود نداره.
The only thing that for them to be left to do on this earth.
دنیا براشون انجام بدیم چیه؟
It's a damage. It's to hurt.
فقط اونا آسیب میرسونن.
It's to defile other people.
فقط مردم رو دور میکنن.
And they need to be utterly burned.
Yeah,
that is what the Bible says.
Yeah,
we are not to have warm feelings for the children of the devil. These are wicked people. They are part of the enemy. Who, if not dealt with, will cause harm to others.
Now,
obviously, we are not going to go out with our own hand and execute people.
نمیریم خودمون بیرون امروز مردمو به دار بزنیم، مردمو بکشیم.
What we can do?
اما چیکار میتونیم بکنیم؟
Is with them out of the church.
میتونیم از کلیسا.
Yeah, in this church, no LGBTQ plus etc is welcome. They're not allowed in.
We can
ban them out of our lives.
Yeah,
make sure we don't have these people in our homes.
Yeah,
I have a family member like that, a son of Belial.
A reprobate.
He is not welcome in my home. I will physically throw him out of here if he tries to enter. Yeah? Go to 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 21. No, I do not like these people. And later on you will see why. If you're not already see that. And 1 Kings, we have the story of Jezebel. And she tries to falsely accuse Naboth. And that's all about a vineyard that her husband wants. The King Ahab.
Now,
first Kings 21, and read verses 7 to 10. And Jezebel, his wife, said unto him, "Dost thou now govern the kingdom of Israel? Arise and eat, and let thy heart be merry. I will give thee the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite." So she wrote letters in Ahab's name, and sealed them with his seal, and sent the letters unto the elders and to the nobles that were in the city, dwelling with Naboth. And she wrote in the letter, saying, "Proclaim a fast, and set Naboth on high among the people. And set two men, sons of Belial, before him, to bear witness against him, saying, Thou didst blaspheme God and the king, and then carry out and stone him, and he may die, that he may die."
میز تالار تخت شاهی را ساخت که همان تالار داوری باشد تا در آنجا به قضاوت بنشیند.
7 till 10.
21 تا 10.
Chapter 21. First Kings.
اول پادشاهان فصل 21 آیه 7 تا 10.
زنش ایزابل گفت مگر تو اکنون بر اسرائیل پادشاهی نمی کنی؟ برخیز و تعام بخور و دلت شاد باشد. من خود تاکستان نابوت یزرائیلی را به تو خواهم داد. پس نامه های به نام احباب نوشت و مهر او را بر آنها نهاد و برای مشایخ و نجوایی که با نابوت در شهر ساکن بودند فرستاد. در آن نامه ها نوشت به روزه اعلام کنید و نابوت را بر صدر مجلس بنشانید.
Till 10. Yeah. So here's the plan that Jezebel, the queen, comes up with to deal with Naboth, who is not willing to sell his vineyard. Hey, here's what we do. We find two sons of Belial. Yeah, these sons of the devil. Yeah, we give them something. And they will bear false witness. So we can accuse Naboth and kill him. And that's what happened. In verse 13, we'll see that this is actually carried out like that. Yeah, and there came in two men, children of Belial, and sat before him. And the men of Belial witnessed against him, even against Naboth, in the presence of the people, saying, "Naboth did blaspheme God and the king."
Yeah,
then they carried him forth out of the city and stoned him with stones that he died. Yeah, these are sons of Belial who are like their father, the devil, who is the father of lies.
Yeah,
so they are liars.
Yeah,
these people lie in your face. And they don't think anything of it. Yeah, they lie knowing that their lies will end up a righteous man to be killed. And they don't care. Oh, but they say that they love God. They're liars.
They hate God.
That is why they're called sons of Belial. That's why they don't want to retain God in their knowledge. That's why if you remind them of God, they hate you for it. And the last scripture which we'll also skip is from 2 Chronicles 13, verse 6 and 7. We're not going to go there.
Where?
2 Chronicles 13, 6 and 7, but I just want to give, if you want to look them up. where we have vain men, sons of Belial, vain men, people who are useless. And they are going against the son of Solomon. Now you probably see by now that this list that we find in the end of Romans 1, it matches pretty well the behavior of the sons of Belial.
And of course,
that's because they are the same group. Yeah, people who have rejected God. Yeah, people are now giving over to a reprobate mind.
And the
Bible paints a picture for us is how these people are, what kind of people they are, what is their behavior.
Yeah,
we are given clear marks.
Yeah, men burning
the lust for other men. That's a proof that somebody has crossed that line with God. Because that's not normal. That only happens when you have this reprobate mind. But of course, we don't have always clear what these people do in secret. That's why we need to have discernment.
And as for
your own protection. Because these people bring destruction to your life, your family, to the church. Yeah, I've experienced these people firsthand. Wicked people that are just out there to hurt you.
And
the earlier you figure that out, the better it is. Yeah, these are not people we have to have warm feelings for. Yeah, we deal differently. With the haters of God, then we deal with normal people. I love normal people, which is most people. I want them saved. I want the gospel to them.
But
I hate sons of Belial. I hate reprobates.
And
let me show you that this is a biblical attitude to have. Yeah, that we have a hatred towards people who hate God. Go to Psalm 139. Psalm 139. Read verses 21 till 22. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies.
Where
at
first?
139 verses 21 and 22. This is not David having a bad day, yeah?
داوود روز بدی نداشته اینجا.
This is the Holy Spirit speaking through David.
روح القدس از طریق داوود صحبت میکنه.
Yeah, these are the words of God. This is what God thinks about this.
This is what
our attitude should be to those who hate God.
نفرت داشته باشیم از هر کسی که از خدا متنفره.
Yeah, Romans 1 said they are haters of God.
رومیان 1 میگه نفرت دارن از خداوند.
Yeah, not even wanting to retain the knowledge of God.
حتی نمیخوان در مورد خدا
Oh, but I love everybody. I love even these people. I have such a great love. I love the LGBTQ, etc. group. Then there is something seriously wrong with you. You should love what God loves and hate what God hates.
باید دوست داشته متنفر باشی از اون چیزی که خداوند متنفره و عاشق اون چیزی باشی که خداوند عاشقشه.
Yeah. There's no hope for these people anymore.
دیگه امیدی برای همچنان
نداره. They've taken a path.
مسیری رفتن.
That has determined the destiny to be hell.
مقصد آینده‌شون رو بنبست کردن.
They hate God. They hate his followers. They hate you.
از خداوند متنفرن. از همه شما متنفرن.
Yeah, they're children of the devil.
چون فرزندان شیطان.
Yeah, what concord has Christ to do with Belial?
چه ربطی شیطان با فرزندان شیطان با فرزندان خدا دارن؟
Yeah. Our society promotes this wickedness.
این پلیدی رو تبلیغ می‌کنه.
Our society is not dealing with this wickedness.
با این بدی رفتاری نمی‌کنه.
قبول. Yeah, so we need to be extra careful.
ما باید امروز بیشتر مراقب باشیم.
Especially if you're a parent and you have children.
مخصوصاً اگر مادر و پدر هستیم و بچه کوچیک داریم.
Now let me recap.
یه خلاصه yeah, بگم.
How do we recognize them?
چجوری بتونیم همچین آدمایی رو تشخیص
بدیم؟ First of all, the most clear one.
اول از همه که آشکاره.
If they're open sodomites, if they're burning with lust for the same gender, man with man, women with women, You know, these are reprobates. These people are sons of Belial. Yeah, they have been rejected by God. That is why they are like that.
Yeah?
Stay away from them. They're dangerous. Second, yeah, are they leading people away from Christ? That's a good indicator. False teachers teaching damnable heresies.
Yeah,
that points to the son of Belial. That's a marker.
Yeah,
they whisper, oh, let's go serve false gods.
Yeah,
go to Acts. Go to Acts, Acts 13. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, which to them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith.
اما علیمای جادوگر زیر ترجمه اسمش همچنین میباشد ایشان را مخالفت نموده و خواست والی را از ایمان برگرداند.
Yeah, this person is trying to get people away.
تلاش می‌کرده یه نفر از ایمان برگردونه. از ایمانش
hinder people to be saved.
و باعث آسیب دیگران بشه.
Read the next verses and see what Paul tells him. Then Saul, which is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, O fool of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all unrighteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and darkness, and he went out about seeking some to lead him by the hand.
ولی سولوس که پولس باشه است پر از روح القدس شده بر او نیک گریست نگریسته گفت ای پر از هر نوع مکر و خباست ای فرزندان ابلیس ای دشمن هر راستی آیا از منحرف ساختن راههای راست خداوند باز نمیستی اکنون ببین دست خدا بر توست و کور شده آفتاب را تا مدتی
نخواهید
پولوس میگه فرزند
شیطان
ازشون دور شید
they can lead whole cities to be destroyed if they're not dealt with
کل شهر بشن اگر جلوشون وای نستیم اگر باشون کاری نکنیم آخر سر از همه
when people start checking a lot of those boxes in Romans 1.
اگر تو رومیان فصل 1 یه نفر می‌بینیم که همه اونها رو علامت داره یعنی انجام
می‌ده. You could be dealing with a son or daughter of Belial. Yeah, because the Bible says they're into all unrighteousness and all these things.
پلیدی‌ها داره میره یواش یواش به
داره. Not just one or two.
یکی دو تاش نیست و اون نشون میده که آدم
اونها هست.
تو همه اونها هست.
Yeah. Stay away from these people.
از اونها دوری کن.
Who check too many of those boxes.
Yeah,
sons of Belial, reprobates, children of the devil, children of hell. Yeah, they're our enemy. They are dangerous. They will cause harm. They are not friends. Yeah, they side with Satan. Yeah, and what concord has Christ with Belial? The answer is none. Amen.
Amen.
خدا بهت سمت کرد.